This is King from 90.5 WESA. I'm Susan Scott Peterson. Over the year I spent visiting Pittsburgh King, there was one student who managed to find me every time I came to the building.
My name is Lazarus and I'm in second grade.
And so I'm going to let him take a stab at introducing this story.
And what are you doing tonight?
Tonight I am doing coming here for the family night. First, when I came out of school, I went to the library. Then when it was time to, for the family night, I came there. And it was almost nighttime. Now it's night.
Anything else you want to tell me about?
No, thanks.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to be on the news again.
It was indeed night, a night in April, and it was King's annual family fun celebration. There was pizza for dinner, a bouncy house, basketball in the gym. There was bingo and a table full of prizes. It was also a chance to celebrate students who made honor roll in the third quarter, and a chance for me to meet their parents.
They're starting. Ms. Gordon's talking.
We're going to go ahead and celebrate those students who, for third quarter, made honor roll. And present this evening for eighth grade is Zendaya Anderson, who got high honor roll.
My name is Tara Bullock, and my children are Zendaya Anderson and Tavionce Anderson Winton.
And tell me about what we're doing here tonight.
Tonight we're basically celebrating the family fun night, but Zendaya also got high on a roll, and her brother got high on a roll as well. So we're just basically out enjoying the night before I go to work.
What kind of work do you do?
I am a bartender and server. I was a manager at City Winery Pittsburgh. That's where I am now. I just decided to demote myself back to bartending and serving so that I can make more money.
Oh, so you work nights?
Yes, I work evenings because they're enrolled into Sarah Hines' house. It's like an after-school program over here. And so they normally go from there from like 3:30 to about 9. And then I get off of work anywhere between 10:30. So by the time I get home, they've already eaten at the program. So when they get in, they shower, get themselves situated for school tomorrow, and then I should be coming in to get my goodnight hugs and kisses. And then everyone's getting situated for the night.
First grade, high honor roll, Miss Faye. Where's she at?
Do you mind telling me your names?
My name is Naya.
Eli. I'm originally from Tanzania, but I moved here a year ago from Nebraska.
And how old are your kids and what are their names?
Faith in the first grade got high honor roll, and Shalom got honor roll in fourth grade.
How does that feel?
It makes me feel proud because we work so hard with them to make sure that they get what they can get.
How many children do you have?
We have six.
So you're very busy.
Yeah, we are busy.
So, who's ready for bingo? Let's hand out some bingo cards.
Tell me about your kids.
This is my daughter. I just have a 9-year-old. Okay. She's been here since kindergarten, preschool. So, she made honor roll. She's doing really well.
Who's her teacher this year?
Miss Smiley. She's been amazing. She's a really good teacher. Really open with communication. What else you want to know?
What part of town do you live in?
The north side, right up here in Fineview. Okay. Yeah, it's, you know, we're actually from Lexington, Kentucky. But we've been up here for a while, since she was born. But we're trying to get back to Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, which is where my older kids are.
074.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
Actually, I was in Fairfield, Ohio. I had my own cleaning service, and then I was with her dad 15 years off and on, and he was down here working instead of us going back and forth or him coming 4 hours. You know, I ended up moving in down here, but he, a couple years later, he ended up passing away. So we're just kind of like stuck. We don't really know a lot of people. I stay to myself. They try to give me resources, but we need to go back home where my children and grandkids are, you know. It's just me and her, and it's hard to, it takes a village to raise a child, you know what I mean? And I'm no professional mother. I can always use suggestions and help, but.
I-27.
I get jobs, but they're not compatible with when she gets out of school. Like, I need something in the morning. And it's just,
okay.
when luck's not on your side, sometimes it can get, you know. We just need to get to Kentucky. That's all. She's 9 years old. Since before she was 9, we've been trying.
Yeah.
And it's a money problem, you know. And now Trump, you know, is doing all this stuff, and prices are going up. But every time, okay, I got this job. Now just waiting on background. Now if they just don't get back to me, it's kind of like, okay, it's discouraging, and it's hard to just feels like quicksand sometimes, you know.
G47.
Yeah,
that's
good. Oh, girl. Look, give me 73. Oh, 73. Oh, you got it. Bingo.
She
got it.
She got that good luck going on.
In that story, we heard from King parents Tara, Naya, Eli, and Carrie, as well as King principal Don Gordon and second grade student Lazarus. The series was edited by WESA's Glynis Board. The executive editor is Cindy Lash. Additional editing by Christopher Ayers and education reporter Jillian Forstadt. Digital production by Patrick Doyle. Music for the series is by Achille Soon Griffin and original art by Victoria Elliott. I'm Susan Scott Peterson, and this is King from 90.5 WESA.